Welcome to these pre-show notes for Of Kith and Kin by Chris Thompson, directed by Robert Hasty in a co-production with Sheffield Theatres. The audio-described performance takes place on Saturday, November the 11th. There'll be a touch tour at 1:30 to give us a chance to visit the set, handle the props, and perhaps meet some of the actors. Then, after a short break, at 2:20, these notes will be read live over the headsets with any changes to refresh your memory and make sure that your headset's working. The play itself begins at 2:30 and lasts for roughly 2 hours with one interval of 20 minutes. The story unfolds in a central acting area surrounded on three sides by several rows of tiered seating. The stage portrays a modern living room, sleek and expansive, not a thing out of place. The back wall is soft grey with a hint of lilac. It's bounded by two pillars, one at each end, tiled in a matching shade. They stand slightly forward of the wall, and the whole area is top-lit from behind a pelmet, giving it a cool, modern appearance. A large Swiss cheese plant with waxy green leaves stands in a square, light grey stoneware container at the base of the left-hand pillar. The floor of the room is covered in an oatmeal Berber carpet, and the edges of the area are neatly taped in white. In the centre of the room, towards the back, a lemon-yellow leather sofa faces us. It's neatly curved into a sculpted shape and rests on a white marble base. A large peacock blue tote bag has been propped against the front left corner of the sofa. At the left of the sofa is a small round occasional table, its circular top balanced on a cage-like framework of copper wire. On the top, a cylindrical pale yellow lamp with a white shade glows gently. On the front left of the room is a small round dining table, splay-legged in dark wood, a modern Scandinavian design. Four charcoal-coloured moulded plastic chairs are set round it. On the table is a beaten copper champagne bucket with an uncorked bottle in it, a second bottle of white wine, half full, three champagne flutes, a small bowl of crisps and a phone. At the front right, a widescreen TV mounted on a low white cabinet stands facing the sofa. This living room belongs to Daniel and Ollie. Daniel, in his mid-40s, is tall, tanned and toned, his dark hair streaked with silver. He looks effortlessly elegant in thin navy polo shirt and slouchy jeans with a brown belt. On his feet are wine-coloured socks and on his wrist an expensive watch on a metal bracelet. Ollie is younger, early 30s. He is Daniel's husband. Ollie is about the same height as Daniel, but thinner, with rumpled brown hair and chiselled features. His face is pale, and when he's agitated, his eyes burn with intensity as he turns them on the cause of his unease. Ollie is slightly round-shouldered with a hollow chest, lacking Daniel's physical presence. His thin frame is covered in grey skinny jeans and a white T-shirt with narrow black stripes. The couple are friends with Priya, who's in her late 30s. She has glowing dark skin and black hair which waves to her shoulders, fading to honey colour at the tips. Priya has a huge smile, which is almost constantly there when we first meet her. She is heavily pregnant, the lycra of her black T-shirt stretched tight across her enormous bump. Over her T-shirt she wears a lime green kaftan top with tiger stripes, which does nothing to disguise her bulk. Her outfit is completed by ripped jeans, gold bangles and glittering hoop earrings. Her eyes glow with warmth as she looks at her two friends. Daniel's mother Lydia comes to visit. In her 60s, she bustles about the flat, head poked forward, big blue eyes alert. Lydia has bubbly grey hair and is dressed for comfort in old grey leggings, flat black ankle boots and a transparent pink and grey top with a butterfly pattern. This reveals her white slip and the black bra beneath. Over this she wears a purple quilted jacket with a fur-trimmed hood and a pink and grey nylon scarf tucked in round the neckline. The scene changes briefly to a hospital ward, simply suggested by a U-shaped length of plastic curtain that juts out towards us as if round a hospital bed. The area behind it is lit and the surrounding area dark while another scene is prepared. When the lights brighten, we're in an informal courtroom. The back wall is grey, and three narrow rectangular frames hang at equal distances along its length, suggesting tall windows. A desk stands on a low platform at the back of the room. It is simple and modern, veneered wood on the top and front, supported on a metal frame. A number of files are laid on the surface. Sitting at the desk is a judge. A tall, slender black woman in her 40s, she wears a sleek black suit over a striking tangerine blouse, a vibrant burst of colour in the room. Her short hair is slicked back immaculately, and her elegant spectacles set off her narrow face as she watches the room with sharp, observant eyes. Two identical desks are placed further forward, to right and left, both of them angled to face the desk at the back. They are bare except for glasses of water. Both desks have two chairs set at them. At this point we meet Miss Kerr, a grey-haired solicitor, poised in neat heels and a trim pencil dress in an abstract pattern of black, grey and pink, with a matching jacket of light dove grey. Her hair is neat, her lips bright red, and her long nails flawlessly painted maroon. After the interval, the lights brighten on an immaculate nursery. A white doorframe at the back indicates the entrance. A white, high-sided cot stands at the back right, sideways onto us, with a blue and white star mobile positioned above the head end. The cot is piled with soft toys, and a pastel sheet with animal designs hangs over the side. At the back left is a white chest of drawers with a soft toy leopard comforter on its top, together with two photographs in sea-blue frames, one of Priya, the other of Daniel and Ollie. Behind the photographs is a row of bright children's books. There's a circular baby pink rug in the middle of the floor, and at the front, a beechwood rocking chair with a padded white seat and back faces away from us on the right, with a grey plaid blanket folded over its back. At the front left is a playmat with red and blue soft play bricks and a soft toy drum. A large cuddly grey elephant sits at the front end, facing the toys. A soft light warms the room, with a spotlight on the cot. Everything, it seems, is ready for a new arrival. Now, to end these notes, here are the details of the cast and creative team. Daniel is played by James Lance and Ollie by Joshua Silver. Their friend Priya is played by Chetna Pandya. Daniel's mother Lydia and the solicitor Miss Kerr are both played by Joanna Bacon, and the judge is played by Donna Berlin. Ella Wahlström designed the sound and Prema Mehta designed the lighting. James Perkins was the designer. The play was written by Chris Thompson and directed by Robert Hastie. Well, that's the end of these pre-show notes. My name's Jane Brambley. I'm describing the show on the day, and I hope I'll be able to meet you then. Goodbye.